just drop them in a flat, or like a cookie sheet, you know, that,
yeah,
and just drop them on that and cook them.
Yeah, like
some, mix raisin with them sometime, or nuts.
That's what we call them,
peas. Well, tea cakes, what we always call.
Great grandmother's recipe for that, but I have one here, it's different places. Well, if you have a pound of flour and get one more, then you have two. What?
2 pounds.
Okay. And the center of, well, what you might put in a bread to make it real rich, or in a cake to make it richer. What a hen lays is a...
Eggs, shortening.
Okay. And the center of the egg is the...
Yolk.
Okay, and the color of it is...
Yellow.
Okay. And to make bread rise, if you're making loaf bread, you...
Yeast.
Okay. And other things that you use, the...
Soda, salt,
yeah.
Milk.
Okay. And the kinds of eggs you might eat.
What, boiled eggs, fried eggs, poached eggs? Is that what you're talking about, scrambled?
Yeah. Okay, how do you poach them?
Well, in hot water. I don't know, you gotta...
Just drop them in?
Drop them in hot water.
Okay.
I've never eaten one. I have seen people. But
yeah.
Mostly eat them scrambled or just fried.
Mm-hmm. But people do poach them already.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hog meat with a lot of lean, or with some lean, or without any lean.
Nice. Hog meat.
Uh-huh. If it doesn't have any lean, what do you call it? If it's all fat.
Fat back.
Okay.
Side meat.
Is if it's all flat fat too?
Well, side meat mostly is streaking meat.
Okay.
Side
fat.
Okay.
Side belly is what you call fat meat. I mean, that's
okay.
All fat.
Okay. Or fat back would be.
Fat back is. Fat back usually trimmings off around the neck, places like that.
Well, and it has it. Is all fat.
Uh huh.
Okay. What else? That would have a lot of lean. What would have a lot of lean?
Oh, ham,
okay.
Pork chops, loin.
Okay, that's what I want. Well, the outside of a side of bacon.
Skin.
Okay. And after you slice it up,
let's
call it what?
What, bacon or?
Okay. And when it's whole, before it's sliced.
Side of meat.
And then the spiced pork that's
sausage?
That real fine. Yeah, that's fine. Say it again.
Sausage?
I thought I had interrupted you. And then the person that cuts up the meat?
The butcher.
Okay. And if the meat isn't any good anymore?
Spoiled.
Okay. Or what else?
Tainted.
Okay. What, would that be the same thing?
Yeah, I mean... Spoiled or tainted, it's not any good.
Okay.
Rancid or rank.
Rank.
Okay. What about butter that's gone bad?
Well, it's just too old to use. I mean, I don't know.
Well, what do you call it? What say about it? You don't have that much anymore.
No, you don't have any butter. It's just done got rancid, they'd call it.
Okay.
Rank.
Which, well, have you heard both terms around here?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them about as old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard both of them.
And the meat that you make from the head of a hog, well, the...
Souse meat.
Okay. You know any other name for it?
Hog head cheese.
They call it that around here?
Sometimes you hear. Some of the old colored people especially call it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. How about pressed meat? Ever hear that?
No, I never heard that used.
Okay. And when milk begins to sour, the solids separate from the liquid.
Clabber.
Okay. Or
look
you might...
Look down that poor clabber, too.
Okay, there. That's what Mr. said, too, and somebody else said.
I never heard of that.
Up in Tennessee.
You never heard of Blue John?